It's an ultra-competitive market out there for employers, and finding the right candidate for the job is tougher than ever. While job seekers definitely have the upper hand right now, it's crucial for employers to hone in on the perfect person for the job. The best window an employer has at their disposal is the application and interview process. Through this juncture alone, employers can sift through dozens of candidates and narrow it down to a short list of ideal candidates. As always, there are red flags and positive indicators they can watch for in the interview. Jennifer Westra is the team leader of Agilic in Innisfil and offers these tips to businesses during the hiring process. While it's completely normal for a candidate to be nervous in an interview, someone who is despondent or seems distracted is a different story. If you don't show that you care about the job, it will come through to the employer. It won't go unnoticed, Westra said. Candidates can be fidgety when they're nervous, and it can come off to an employer that they're just not prepared. You can say, "I apologize and I'm a little nervous." That's normal and shows that you care. Other red flags employers should be cognizant of are things like the appearance of the applicant. Even if it's a position in construction or the trades, business casual attire is always appropriate, while jeans are a definite no-no. It's a lot easier to underdress for an interview than overdress. They know that when you walk in there, if you get the job position, you'll be the face of the company for that moment, Westra said. If it's a job that is an office job or a frontline position, you're the first person that the individual will see. They want a professional look. It does make a difference. Asking about previous employers is fair game, but anytime a candidate speaks negatively about their last workplace is another red flag. Monopolizing an interview or giving long-winded answers also could be detrimental for a job seeker in some cases. There are clear positives that can also indicate to employers when a candidate might be a great fit for the job. When job seekers have clearly done their research and know about the service or product the business provides, that's a big green flag. Candidates who ask pertinent questions at the end of the interview indicate an individual that's curious about the culture and day-to-day of the workplace. If they ask what a typical day is like, or they ask whether there are busy times or slow times, those are excellent signs of a prime job seeker. It sounds simple, but anyone who provides full answers to interview questions and specific examples has an excellent chance of putting themselves on an employer's short list. If you're looking to hire and need some assistance finding the right candidate, an Agilic employment coach can always put you on the right path. Learn more at agilic.ca.